I'm Julia Paskin. Join me as I talk with NPR's Sarah McCammon about her new book, The Ex-Evangelicals, Loving, Living, and Leaving the White Evangelical Church. That's April 25th at the Crawford. Tickets at las.com/events.
LAS Studios. Today on the LA Report, LA Metro announces an opening date for the city's new regional connector. Why a group of families are suing the Antelope Valley Union High School District. And the Union for LA Deputy Sheriff says its members' constitutional rights are being violated.
And because of the special responsibility that we all give them, I think that the standard can be and should be higher for law enforcement.
It's Wednesday, May 24th. I'm Sharon McNary, in for Nick Roman, and you're listening to the LA Report from LAist 89.3. LA Metro has announced big news for the city's transit riders. The regional connector will open June 16th. That's the much-anticipated rail line that will connect Azusa to Long Beach and Santa Monica to East LA. Construction for the project started all the way back in 2014 and has faced numerous delays. As the name indicates, this change will make connections easier for commuters. The red, gold, expo, and purple lines will all stop at 7th and Metro. Here's Metro's Chief Operations Officer, Conan Chong, who says the new lines will help get Angelenos where they need to go.
The other aspect of this also is that it really helps complete our entire bus and rail network. We have a significant amount of bus service as well, so each of those stations will have bus connections as well for you to be able to take.
Now, this comes as Metro will vote on its $9 billion budget for the next fiscal year tomorrow. It's facing heightened scrutiny over safety and its spending on policing the trains. There have been two violent incidents on Metro trains in Long Beach in recent months. A man was stabbed to death in April, and then earlier this month, a woman reported being punched repeatedly by a fellow passenger. So is public transit becoming less safe? LAist reporter Jill Ruppligal looked into it.
Following the most recent attack, LA County Supervisor and Metro Board Member Janice Hahn is asking, where were the police? In a letter to the transit agency's CEO, Hahn noted that hundreds of millions of dollars are spent each year on safety, yet the passenger in the recent attack was left to fend for herself. According to Metro data, the number of serious crimes was up 25% at the start of this year compared to the previous year. But the data may not tell the whole story. For one, ridership is still recovering from a big dip during the pandemic. Inglewood Mayor and Metro Board Member James T. Butts says the crime levels are insignificant compared to the more than 250 million rides on the system last year. Still,
we're going to keep working on increasing visibility, presence, so that people have a greater perception of safety.
He says every crime that makes headlines is bad for public transit. For LAist 89.3, I'm Jill Ruppligal.
Black students and those with disabilities are disproportionately suspended and expelled from Antelope Valley high schools. LAist Mariana Dale reports on why families are suing the Antelope Valley Union High School District.
Attorneys analyzed district data and found that in the last school year, Black students were suspended at rates four times higher than their white peers. Students with disabilities were suspended twice as often as those without disabilities. The suit claims the schools also remove kids from class with little accountability because it's not reported as formal discipline. The lawsuit seeks to end the district's current policies and establish new practices that comply with state and federal law and better support students. For LAist 89.3, I'm Mariana Dale.
The district has not responded to our request for comment. The union representing deputies at the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department has filed a lawsuit against the LA Sheriff's Department. This comes after the department said it would comply with a mandate from Inspector General Max Huntsman that dozens of deputies show their tattoos and answer questions about deputy gang activity within LASD. The Association for Los Angeles Deputy Sheriffs says the order violates its members' constitutional rights. Sean Kennedy, who is Civilian Oversight Commission Chair and Executive Director of the Center for Juvenile Law and Policy at Loyola Law School, said investigations into deputy gangs are long overdue.
You know, deputies have the right to arrest people and even to use violence and shoot people in all of our names. And because of the special responsibility that we all give them, I think that the standard can be and should be higher for law enforcement. And I also believe that's the Supreme Court law.
The Civilian Oversight Commission issued a report in March that said gangs have existed in the LASD for 50 years. Warner Brothers launched its new mega streaming service Max yesterday with more than a few hiccups. The combination of HBO Max and Discovery Plus reportedly resulted in glitches for many users, but that wasn't the only problem. The new service caused an uproar with a change in how it credited writers and directors. Here's LAist Arts and Entertainment reporter John Horn.
It's called Max, but in the minds of Hollywood screenwriters and directors, they would call it Minus. And that's because, owing to what Max called a oversight in technical transition, screenwriters and directors were all lumped together in the title of creators. They complained Max changed the policy. So now when you watch a movie or a show on Max, you'll know who wrote and directed it. But those writers and directors say it speaks volumes to how their work is not recognized.
Sources close to the negotiations told John they don't think any new contract talks between the Writers Guild and TV and film studios and streamers will resume until the beginning of July at the earliest. Thanks for listening to the LA Report. I'm Sharon McNary. The LA Report PM edition is produced by Michael Cosentino, along with producer Libby Rainey. Our engineer is Sean Corey Campbell. Catherine Mailhouse is the director of content development. LA's executive editor is Megan Garvey. Original music by Scott Kelly. Join us here tomorrow. You can read more at LAist.com or listen live anytime on the LAist app or on the radio at 89.3 FM. Listeners like you help make the LA Report possible. Please donate at LAist.com/join. And the LA Report is supported by Gordon and Donna Crawford, who believe quality journalism makes Southern California a better place to live.
Support comes from Ciclavia, catalyzing vibrant public spaces, active transportation, and good health through car-free streets. Ciclavia promotes respect and infrastructure for bike and pedestrian-friendly public spaces. Enjoy these pop-up parks for the day in your favorite people-powered way. Jogging, biking, skating, strolling, or simply spectating. Free and open to all, Ciclavia Sundays generate miles of smiles in neighborhoods all over LA. Details at www.ciclavia.org.